Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. Hi there, and welcome to Spiritual Talk Radio. My name is Psychic Medium Michael, and I am your host for today. And I guess every time that we're on, I'm your host. I do appreciate you tuning in today. And if you would like to call in, I don't have a lot of callers at the moment, so it is 347-327-9316. Like I said, I don't have a lot of callers. I have a couple people already in the queue, but 347-327-9316, and you'd get on air with me. So, anybody else having a good day? I'm having a good day, so hopefully you're having a good day as well. And the card for the show comes from my Healing with the Angel deck by Doreen Virtue, and it's the New Beginning card. And you know, that's what we're looking forward to. I don't know about you, but I'm sort of glad to see this year coming to a close and coming to an end and just opening myself up to new beginnings, new doors opening for me. And, you know, I could see the same thing for you. And like I said, you know, a couple of days now, you know, manifest what you want. You know, bring that to you in 2014. You know, if you want your financial situation to improve, you know, see it improving, see it changing. And as you see it change and as you believe it will change, it will change. You know, it's all the way we believe things and how we see things. And so definitely see new beginnings for all of us as we go into a new year. So let's go ahead and go to prayer right now, and let's just begin to open up to Spirit. And, you know, maybe your day has been a little crazy, and maybe you're feeling a little off balance, so maybe you need to do some grounding and focus. But let's go ahead and go to prayer, and then we'll be taking some calls and talking about. Today I'm going to be talking about some things that you could be experiencing as we make an energy shift. There is a shift that's going to be happening. It's already happening as we get ready to go into 2014. So I'm going to be talking about some symptoms of awakening today, as well as taking your calls. So let's go ahead and go to prayer. Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for everything that you do for us, seen and unseen. And Father, Mother, God, right now I just ask that you would just help me become that vessel that you always use on this program. And Father, Mother, God, that you would just let us be in this now moment with you, that you would just help us forget all of our worries, all of our things that we're fretting about, and just come into this moment, come into the moment of peace and moment of understanding and a moment of wisdom. And Father, Mother, God, just help all of us do that. You know, it's really easy, Father, Mother, God, to get wrapped up in everyday life, and in everyday life, sometimes we forget who we are and who we are. Our spiritual beings having human experiences, and let us remember that more and more as we go into 2014. And as we go into 2014, let us realize that we are co-creators along with you, and let us, along with you, create a better year for us, a better future for us. And Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for that. And I ask that you would help my listeners right now, those listening to this program live and those that listen to this program archive, and that you would help them in every area of their life, financially, physically, spiritually, emotionally, whatever needs they have. Father, Mother, God, I just ask that you would help them with those today. Father, Mother, God, surround all of us and surround this program with that white light of the Holy Spirit, and we say namaste, and we say amen, and we say hello to Kay. You're calling me. Hi.
Hi, Michael. Yes, I call you every week. Hey, Michael, can you see anything good happening to me in the near future? Is that a good question?
Oh, yeah, that's an excellent question, and definitely see things changing for you. Let me go ahead and pull some cards for you as well.
Okay.
But, yeah, I feel like the 2014 for you, Kay, is going to be a better year, and, you know, you're going to be – you know, things are really going to start balancing out for you. I feel like your emotions play around with you sometimes. Is that correct?
That's correct.
That sometimes you're, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, and I feel like the last couple of years have been those years of, like, stagnation. You just don't feel like there has been a lot of movement with you as far as your spiritual growth goes. And so I really feel like that 2014 is going to be a year where you definitely start growing more spiritually and by leaps and bounds. The first card I pulled for you is the listening card. You know, just listen to your own intuition. Listen to that small, still voice inside of you, and you'll hear better. And definitely, you know, like I said, I got a spiritual growth card popping in here that says that, you know, you're definitely be going to grow spiritually more and more. And then you need, I don't know where, you live in Ohio, so I don't know how the weather is there, but you need to get out in nature a little bit, you know, try to commune with Mother Earth a little bit. Got the nature card popping in here. And then Archangel Michael comes in here, the last card I pulled for you. And, you know, just really wanting to work with you in 2014, really wanting to get to know you a little bit better. And that's awesome. An archangel wants to get to know you. And so that's pretty cool. And really, you really work well with Archangel Michael. So you might want to just draw upon him and get some strength from him. He's the most powerful angel there is. So hopefully that helps you, and I appreciate you calling in today.
Can I tell you one thing? A couple years back, Archangel Michael came into my apartment in the middle of the night, and he was just a bright light, a very bright light, and he came to tell me everything was going to be okay. I just thought I'd let you know he is my favorite. Thank you very much.
Because we all have those angels that we work well together with, and so you really, your energy and Archangel Michael energy really aligns with each other, so, you know, work with that, okay?
I will. Thank you. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Kay.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, let's go ahead and talk to Ellen. You're on air with me. Hi.
Hello, Michael. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. We're almost there. Just another day. So, but go ahead.
I'm ready for the New Year. I would just like a message from the angels, and I'll let them decide what is important for me to hear.
Okay. All right. Let me go ahead and shuffle my cards here, and let's see what the cards have to say today. I don't use the cards as much as I used to, but, you know, sometimes it's good to go to the cards and to see what they have to say. So let's go ahead and shuffle this deck again here. So you got any huge plans for the New Year's Eve coming up, or just going to be at home?
I'm going to be at home, and I'm going to start the New Year with a meditation. It's expected to be very, very cold, so I have no plans to go out. It's just
to go outside or the cold, though. It gets a little cold up where you are, so let's go ahead and pull some cards for you. Really, the signs cards pops in here, and they're just spirits just saying, you know, pay attention to the signs they're trying to show you off and on, and so just pay attention to them. And then really feel like as you go into 2014, really feel like that 2014 is going to be that year where you have a lot of harmony, where things really start settling down for you. So I really feel like that. And then also ideas and inspiration, maybe some writing should come into play here and things for you as you go on to 2014. And also 2014, they want you to be more fun. They want you to not take life so serious. Have that playfulness and pay attention to that. So, okay?
Thank you.
Come, I appreciate you calling in. All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. If you would like to be a part of the program, I don't have any callers at the moment, which is very unusual for me. 347-327-9316. If you would like to call in, you can do so, and you would get right on with me like Susie. So, Susie, you're on. Hello?
Michael?
Yep, you're there. Hi.
Oh, this is Susie.
Hi, how can I help?
I just wanted to see what you see with this. Something going on with my knee, and then I'm having lots of problems with my ankles. I feel like they're puffed up. Wanted to see what you, if you can see what's going on with that. My knee on my right side, right around that whole knee on the leg. Something's going on, and I don't know.
Okay. When's the last time you saw a doctor?
About maybe 30 weeks ago.
Okay. And this started after that, or?
Yeah, it started after that, and it's really kicking up now. And
okay.
I actually was in the hospital the 2nd of December. I went to the ER, and they said it wasn't my heart, and they recommended pulmonary doctor, but of course I don't have insurance, so
right.
I don't know. And I'm not so sure that it wasn't my heart either, because they just said that there were no clots is what they can see, but they couldn't see anything else.
I didn't see any blood clots. Okay, because the first thing that I picked up, Susie, I will tell you, I picked up blood clots.
Yeah.
So that's the first thing. That's the first thing that I picked up. And
okay.
So you might just pay attention to it. You know, try to get in to see your doctor. And keep, you know, if it gets worse and worse, you know, of course, go to the ER and get it checked out, because, you know, with it swelling around your ankles and stuff like that, I'm not a doctor. I'm I pick up intuitively.
Right.
But, you know, I'm picking up that it possibly could be blood clots. So you might want to keep an eye on that, okay?
Yeah, I sure will. And I appreciate you looking into that for me. I really do.
Yeah, because that's the first thing that I picked up on. When you started talking about it and you know, I was a little concerned about it. So you keep an eye on it for me and take care of yourself, okay?
I will, Michael. Thanks so much for your help. I appreciate it, and I love you.
I love you, too. All right. You take care of yourself. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Let's go ahead and talk to Connie. You're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing good. How can I help?
I just want to know what you're picking up from Spirit as far as my psychic development for next year. If there's an endeavor, I guess a business endeavor that I want to partake in, and I think my own fear is holding me back.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. That's a definite. You are really in your way right now. You're physically in the way. You know, you're overanalyzing things. You're overthinking things. You are totally in the way. And so the way to get out of the way is meditation and just talking to your spirit guide and working with your spirit guide a lot. But I feel like the endeavor that you're really considering will be a good thing for you. But you're really going to have to watch this fear factor, because the fear factor here is keeping you from moving forward. And so you don't want to be stagnated. You don't want to just be, you know, where you were in 2013. You want new things opening up for you as you go into 2014. And so, but to do that, you're going to have to get past you and get past your fears. And because there's nothing to be afraid of, really, honestly, there's nothing to be afraid of. I don't see any issues or anything. It's just your head just playing games with you right now. So I don't see anything that I'm concerned about. So it's just you in the way. So, but you can do, you can move out of the way. Hey, I get in my way too sometimes. So I think we all do that. You know, so, you know, nobody's getting on to you. We all have that problem sometimes of us, you know, getting into our head and listening to our head instead of our heart. But you got really awesome abilities, and you know, you don't want to waste those. And so, you know, just get out of your way and just, you know, talk to your spirit guide about this. You know, talk to your spirit guide about your fears. And you know, they're nothing to be afraid of. I will tell you that. They're nothing to be afraid of. But I understand that. When I first started, you know, I had to get out of the way of my fears. There was a lot of fears, and so everybody has those. Okay?
Now, the business endeavor, I don't know why I'm calling it a business endeavor. I want to get on a specific website and do reading. And I think just... jumping into it, I think that's kind of like, you know, I'm scared to, you know, jump into the pool, both feet. So, you know, I'm standing at the edge of the water, just, you know, putting my toe in, pulling my toe out,
Yeah. Yeah. For you, you're just going to have to jump in. You're just going to, hey, I understand. I understand. It's like, you know, one time this summer I went with some friends and we went swimming, and I wasn't sure about the water and, you know, stuff like that. So I was sort of like you, you know, testing the water a little bit. Then, you know, I thought, you know what, enough of this. I'm just going to jump in and let it be what it is. And you know, and that's what we have to do. You know, when I first started, I went to my very first psychic fair, and this is a story I want to share with you because I think it will help. When I went to my very first psychic fair, you know, I read for friends and family, and that's different than going to, you know, strangers and general public. But I went to my first psychic fair. I finally got enough nerve to do that. And I was sitting there thinking nobody's going to – this is what I was thinking. I was sitting there, and I was going, nobody's going to get a reading from me. I don't even know if I can do this, you know. And this lady came to me. This is a funny story. This lady came over to my table, and she goes, can I sit down? And I said, do you really want to? You know, because I didn't know if I could read for her. And so, you know, but once I read for her, then it was like, you know, I was constantly busy. So what that means is that you're just going to have to jump in and just trust spirit, you know. So, but, yeah, in any way I can help, just let me know. You know, you can contact me through my email, and I would love to help you in any way I can. You're just going to have to jump in.
I tried to send you an email earlier today. Is it Insights with Michael, or is it the You Are Awakening?
You Are Awakening.
Insights with Michael bounced back.
Yeah, Insights with Michael no longer exists. That's why it bounced back.
Okay.
So, yeah, You Are Awakening, and if you're in doubt, you can use the contact forms on my website once they're up. Right now, the contact form's not there. But, yeah, You Are Awakening is the best email to get hold of me.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool beans.
All right.
All right.
All right. I appreciate you calling in. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah. The email to get hold of me right now is youareawakening@gmail.com. Insights with Michael no longer exists, so don't use that email. All right. You Are Awakening. I got phone lines open. 347-327-9316 is the call-in number to this program. I don't know if this connects with anybody, but I have a name, Pauline or Paula. Pauline or Paula. If this is making sense to you, please call me. Even if you've called in already, call back in. Pauline or Paula. So if this is making sense to you, call me back. So, Rose, do you want to check Connie for me and see if this makes sense to her? Because she did click off and then she clicked back on. So could you check that for me? but I'm picking up that name pretty strong. So if you would like to call in, that's great. If it makes any sense to you, archived, you can always drop me an email at youareawakening@gmail.com. All right. Let's go ahead and talk about the let's go. Paula, okay. Polly, okay. Let's go ahead and talk to Connie.
Hi.
Okay, that name's Ricky. Hi. Yeah, we're back.
I don't remember her real name, but we just called her Aunt Polly.
Okay, so you called. Okay.
A lot of years ago.
Okay, okay, a long time ago. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I was feeling like it was connecting with you, but I wasn't sure. Because it came in as soon as I got done with you. So I'm going to say it's connecting. She's just coming in here saying hi and for you basically to, you know, to get past you, you know, not a lot of times. Do you overthink things a lot? Do you overthink?
God, yes. All the time. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, because she's telling me that you even create things to worry about. I don't know if that's true or not. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And did she have a really a good sense of humor when she was in physical form? Because she said that she liked to laugh. I don't know if you know that too much.
Yeah, she passed away when my daughter was maybe a few years old, so it's been close to 20 years now, so I really can't remember.
Okay, that's okay. But you know, she's saying that, you know, you need to laugh more is what she's telling me. She says that you need to laugh more and enjoy life more. You're too serious, and you know, you're always too serious. Okay. And so she's telling me that you need to lighten up a little bit. So I appreciate you calling back and, you know, connecting, and hopefully that helps you. So.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. We're going to go ahead and talk about, even if I'm talking, if you want to call in, you can do so. And it's 347-327-9316. You can call in if you want. Just because I'm talking doesn't mean that you can't call in. All right. Just means that I need to talk so we don't have dead air. Otherwise, it would be like a show of dead air. That would be good. Margie, how are you been doing? Let's see, Margie has called in, so just wanted to check base with you. And we'll just wait here for a second, see if our spirit's coming through or not. Okay. Let's go ahead and talk about, I got 51 symptoms of spiritual awakening. We're not going to get to all of these, of course, but we'll start with some. Number one, changing of sleep patterns. You might have some restlessness. Your feet might feel hot. You know, waking up two or three times a night. Feeling tired after you wake up and sleeping off and on during the day. Hey, I've been doing that. It's like, you know, I have a hard time staying awake. And you know, your sleep patterns might be off a little bit right now. And just, you know, remember that this too shall pass. You know, just get used to it. Let it, you know, just know that it's just spirit working in your life and you know, working with your energy a little bit. Number two, activity at the crown of the head. Tingly, itchy, prickly, crawling sensations along the scalp or around down the spine, a sense of energy vibrating on top of your head. You might be feeling that. Sudden waves of emotion, you know, crying at the drop of a hat, feeling suddenly angry or sad with little, anybody provoking you. Let me get my tongue working here. So, you know, and then feeling happy. So your emotions could be going from, you know, you're really happy to all of a sudden you're really sad. You don't know what's going on. You know, you're like, okay, what is going on with me? And part of it could be, you know, awakening. symptoms there. So just pay attention to that. Let's go down here. Number four, old stuff seems to be coming up. You know, just pay attention to, your emotions again. A lot of us could be remembering old relationships, old things, old regrets, things like that. You know, as we get ready to go out of 2013, I really feel like the Spirit wants us to not carry old baggage into 2014. So, you know, take these last 2 days here of this year and just really work on getting rid of the old stuff. Say, you know what, I'm not going to carry this old stuff into a new year. I'm tired of carrying it. It's heavy. You know, a lot of times, you know, we can feel pressure. A lot of times when I'm carrying old stuff with me, I can actually feel pressure on my shoulders, like, you know, you're carrying something. And so, you know, a lot of us are just tired of it. And so, you know, just tell Spirit, you know, as you get ready to go into 2014, you know, just hand it over to Spirit and say, you know, hey, Spirit, you know, I don't want to deal with this anymore. I want to let it go. I want a brand new year. I want new things flowing to me. And I know that I've been carrying this stuff around with me, and I just don't want it weighing me down anymore. And just hand it over to your angels. Hand it over to your spirit guide. Let them deal with it. They're a whole lot more capable of handling your stuff than you are. So just, you know, let them handle it, okay? And then number five, changes in weight. You could be feeling, you know, some weight gain, some weight loss. You know, again, these are signs of awakening, things that you could be experiencing. Number six, changes in eating habit, strange cravings, and odd food choices. The other day, talking about me, I was craving ice cream and dill pickles. I know, crazy craving, right? It's like, I didn't try it, but and I'm not pregnant, so I was just like, okay, what in the world? So I thought, okay, I'm not going to try that. Where is that even coming from? So, but anybody ever had dill pickles and ice cream? If you ever have, let me know. I don't know, just odd cravings of food. Some allergies, number seven, could be some allergies popping up. You could have some applications of the senses, you know, things amplifying a little bit, hearing more or seeing clearer, things like that. You could be having some of those going on. Nine, some things with your skin, some rashes, bumps, acne, hives, shingles, things like that could be also coming up right now. Episodes number 10 is episodes of intense energy, which make you want to leap out of bed and into action. The other day, I was in bed, and all of a sudden I had this just surge of energy, and I just thought, man, I want to do something. I just, you know, and so you might be experiencing that, you know, in these next 2 days here as we get ready to end 2013, you could be experiencing some of these. Okay, let's go back over to phone lines. And Rose, do you want to do me a favor and check 323 for me, please? Keep feeling somebody on my switchboard that anybody feeling really depressed today? If you're feeling really depressed, call me 347-327-9316. If you just had those bouts of where you're just wanting to cry all the time, call me right now, 347-327-9316. I feel like that it's an earthbound spirit or something. So 347-327-9316 is my call-in number. Okay, go back over to And if anybody's experiencing some of the symptoms I've been talking about, you can share those too. Okay. 323, we're trying to get hold of you and talking to you. Rose has tried you a couple of times, so we're trying to get hold of you. So, all right. Let's go back over to some of the symptoms while I'm waiting for some of the calls to be checked. Number 11, change in prayer or meditation. Not feeling the same sensations as before. Not having these experiences. The one thing that I would tell you, as we move into new energies, the way we've been doing things are not working the same. I know with myself, the way that I used to pick up has changed and is changing constantly. And so, you know, you're going to just have to learn how to get along with the new energies. And everybody is going to be different. You know, you're not going to pick up the same way that I pick up. And I'm not going to pick up the same way you pick up. We're all different, and we're all unique, and we all have unique gifts and things like that. I feel like a lot of you that listen to this program, you're in a place of fear. You know, we talked to a caller earlier about this. You know, you're in a place of fear. I think it was Connie that I talked to. And, you know, so we have to get over ourselves and over our fears and over our concerns. The one thing that I had to learn myself is to forget about what other people say about me or think about me and go with what Spirit says about me and what Spirit thinks about me. And so we have to get into that place. But changes in prayer or meditation. So, you know, you're going to just have to – a lot of us are going to meditate more in the year ahead. You know, one thing that I'm going to do, and I might suggest this to you, and maybe we can do this together. Maybe this would be a good thing for us to do together. So like at midnight, you know, because they say that what you're doing at midnight, you're going to do all year round. Do you know that? Whatever you're going to do at midnight, as the new year starts, they say that that's what you're going to be doing the year round. So what I'm going to do at midnight is I'm going to be in meditation. Because that's what I want more and more in my life in 2014. I want a deeper meditation. I want a deeper relationship with the Spirit within me. So I'm going to start that. It's a practice. We have to put it into play, and we have to put it into play for our lives. And that's what I want for me. And so if you want that for yourself, you know, in 2014, maybe, you know, say, hey, you know what, that sounds like a good idea. I'm going to do that myself and stuff like that. I'm going to try to light a white candle also, you know, just to represent Spirit and stuff like that. So, you know, some things like that are good. Let's go back over to the phone lines really quick here. And let's go ahead and talk to 323. We've got you. So, hi.
Happy New Year, Michael.
Happy New Year. How can I help you today?
I would like to know what special message does the Divine Spirit have for me today and for the New Year?
Okay. I'm going to be quiet for just a second as I tap into you. Could you say your first name for me out loud, please? Just your first name?
Yvette.
Okay, thank you. It just helps me tap into you. Yeah. The one thing I keep hearing over and over in my head for you, that is growth. I really feel like the 2014 is going to be that growing year for you, spiritually. Does that make sense to you? I definitely just see a lot of growth for you, a lot of you getting out of the way and really going into a place of growth. I'm going to pull some cards for you as well as I'm talking. Archangel Michael pops back in here. We had this card earlier with another caller, but Archangel Michael comes in here and just wanting you to know that you're protected and you're watched over. I don't know if you've been feeling a little insecure or whatever. And the other thing for you in 2014, I got a study card, really wanting you to study more metaphysical stuff. I don't know if there's a certain area that you're interested in or something like that. Does that make any sense to you? But they really want you to study more. Is there a certain area that you ever wanted to do? Or
Yeah, I do a couple of things at one time, and right now I'm just there's some things I'm doing right now which I'm really enjoying the energy and the couple of you know the whole frequency thing. So I haven't really like I've studied last year with a couple of people, but then they really didn't they were in alignment to me. But I've
right.
if something crosses my path, I will be you know. That feels right, I will do it.
Yeah, and that's a good thing, and that's one thing I like about you is that, you know, to I always talk about, you know, aligning our energies with certain people and things like that. You know, if we if it doesn't resonate with you, then, you know, you need to move on, and that's what I really feel like you did. You know, you just didn't resonate with that kind of energy. Does that make sense
yeah.
to you? And, And but the next card I pulled for you is spiritual growth, so I definitely see spiritual growth for you. And I do feel like that you will find a spiritual teacher this year that you do resonate with, that you can align with, somebody
that, would be
nice. that can work with you. Yeah, and we all need that. We all need that person that you know, that can help us on our path.
That's not manipulating.
right, yeah.
Number one.
Yeah, you know, you need to be sure. Yeah, but you know, everybody needs a. I believe everybody has a spiritual teacher in their life and somebody that really helps them and stuff like that. So, okay.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, or you're right. I appreciate you calling in today. I hope that helped. All right, bye bye. Okay. Let's go ahead and talk to Connie in Kansas. Hi, Connie.
Hi. It's good to hear
Hi.
You on
here.
How
are you?
I'm
yep,
fine.
Thank you.
I have
okay.
a question. I've been letting go of lots.
Okay, we've lost Connie. Connie, call me back, please. So let's go ahead and talk to 111. Hi, you're on air. Hello.
Hi, Michael. How are you today?
I am good. You haven't called in for a while, so I appreciate you calling in today. So how can I help?
Oh, no problem. I saw you on. I said, well, let me tune in. Well, one thing I want to say is that the sleep patterns, mine have changed, like, I wake up 2, 3, 4 times at night. I can go back to sleep easily, but
right.
and then sometimes I stay up. But my sleep patterns have really, really changed.
Right. Now, have they changed for healthy or not so healthy? I mean, you know, there's a because I've been having like weird cravings lately. You know, I wake up and I'll you know. Be leaning more towards the junk food stuff.
Oh, well, I'm not having that problems in terms of, or that experience, I won't even call it a problem, in terms of my
right.
eating pattern. As a matter of fact, I am eating much better. I'm eating more natural.
Okay, good. Right.
But the sleep patterns, I mean, since we were talking about them, I just wanted to speak on them.
Yeah, no problem.
But then we all have, what is defined healthy for one is, you know, is not necessarily healthy for another. And sometimes you might need that junk food. It might trigger something in your childhood that needs to be
right.
triggered for you to remember, you know. So that's my take on it. But anything that Spirit has for me from you, I would very much appreciate it.
Okay. I'm shuffling. I'm shuffling the cards in front of me as we're talking. So one thing I like about you, I love your energy. Your energy is always awesome, and I love your energy and stuff like that. So, you know, the one thing that Spirit keeps telling me to tell you is just to continue doing what you're doing and tweaking it a little bit, changing a little bit. You know, as you go into 2014, I really feel like that because you're intuitive yourself. And so one thing that I would tell you is I really feel like that you're going to be picking up differently. You're going to be picking up stronger and stuff like that. Does that make sense to you? I just feel that for you.
Yes, that is happening. And now that you said that, like, I've been intuitive in my consciousness. I can read, I can see, but like it's things just before they happen, very subtle things, I know they're going to happen. Like a glass is going to fall off the table if I don't do something, or, you know, this kind of stuff is beginning to happen more and more to the point where it's becoming the norm for me. So, yes, I am picking up differently. I definitely am. And I'm enjoying the new openings.
The new changes, yeah. And all of us are going to be experiencing that. And like you said, you know, we all experience things different. You know, you were talking about foods. You know, one food, you know, might be okay for somebody, and then another food is not. And it's the same way with our spiritual awakening. We're all on different levels, and we're all, you know, doing different things. You know, Spirit's called all of us to do things on our planet, and so we have to figure out what that is. You know, the one thing that I'm going to pull a couple cards. Are you in a relationship right now? I got a romance card popping up on my lap here.
I'm not sitting on anybody's lap.
Okay. Are you open to a relationship coming in?
You know, I'm open to what is for my highest good, but my conscious thought is that what's coming to me is there's no one that I haven't come in contact with anyone that's really good enough for me. Yeah, I said that. I need to have a relationship with myself. I need to have a divine relationship with myself.
And that could be what the card is talking about as well. You know, having that relationship with yourself, but I also would be open to, you know, somebody coming into your path, maybe late 2014, somebody that would align with your energy, somebody that would, you know, stuff like that. But so I would be open to that. But I also feel like, you know, it does have a double meaning here. But I appreciate you calling in, and hopefully that helps you.
All right, thank you, Michael, and you have your best New Year ever, and thank you.
Thank you, I appreciate it. All right,
I got
bye-bye.
A call coming in, so I'm going to hang up.
Okay, all right, bye-bye. Namaste. All right, let's go ahead and talk to 928. You're on air with me. Hello?
Yes, hello?
Hi, you're on air. Hi.
Yes, hi. I'm just wondering what you can pick up for, like, 2014.
Okay. It would help me if we had a direction right now. It would help me a little bit. Is there a certain area that you're concerned about or interested in?
I guess love and relationships.
Okay. All right. Let me see. I feel like that somebody, a relationship popping in for you, it looks like about April, somebody coming into your life. So. About April. Okay?
Okay. That's all you see, or?
Yeah, let me pull some cards for you. There's a spirit that's whispering to me, and that's why I feel a little distracted. So I apologize, because I was talking to you, and there was like a spirit whispering in my ear, and so I was like a little distracted there. And I'm seeing if it connects with you. Is what I'm waiting for, but I have somebody whispering in my ear. But while we're waiting to see if it connects with you, let's pull some cards for you. Body care, really taking care of yourself, really going to have to watch your health in 2014. I don't see anything serious, but really watch what you eat, what you're putting into your system, things like that. Be aware of that. Maybe some exercise, things like that. I think we all need that off and on. And the next card is the answered prayer card, and you know, and I really feel like that spirit's working with you and answering some of those prayers that you've been asking for, some of those things that you've been seeking to come into your life. Pay attention to your dream as well. I know for me, I've been dreaming a lot lately, so really pay attention to your dream life. We got that card popping in there, and then working with your inner child, and you know, healing maybe some wounds from the past and things like that as you go into 2014. So, all right?
I've actually have somebody that came back into my life, and I'm wondering right now, like,
okay.
What are his intentions? Like, can I just give you his initials or?
Yeah, if you just give me his initials.
B-Y.
B-Y?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to be sure that you said B and not D. Okay. yeah, because B and D sound a lot alike, so I just want to be sure I had the right initials here. I feel like his intentions are good. I feel like that this could be a good relationship for you.
I'm just wondering what his intentions are. I'm not like...
Because I feel like his intentions are aimed at a romance with you. A relationship with you down the line. So that's what I'm feeling. Okay. Okay. All right. I appreciate calling in. All right. Thank you. Oh, we're going to take a break here. And if you'd like to be a part of the program, you can call in at 347-327-9316 while we're taking a break. And let's look for a song here. And we're going to take a little bit of a longer break. So let's play this song, and we'll be right back.
Retoño mío, esta es la bendición de tu madre. Nunca olvides a Dios, ni un momento. Señor del universo, oh Mahacha, this is your mother's blessing. May you never forget. Infinito, que el verdadero guru te sea.
Listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. If you would like to set up a full reading with me, you can do that by going to this website, www.insightswithmichael.com. www.insightswithmichael.com is a website to learn more about me and just set up a reading with me. That site is being worked on, but there is a whole bunch of information over there, so you can go check it out for yourself, www.insightswithmichael.com. .com. Let's go ahead and talk to Ann in New York. Hi.
Happy holidays, Michael. Thank you.
Happy holidays. How can I help you?
I'd like to know, I'm actually clearing up some stuff with Sean, and I wanted to know if we're going to be celebrating the turning of the New Year and the New Year together.
That's yes. I feel like that will work out. So, but I feel like you guys will be celebrating New Year's Eve together. Yes. So, to answer your question, so hopefully that helps. Excuse me.
New Year's Eve slash New Year's. So.
Yeah, New Year's Eve and New Year's. You guys should be. Yeah, you should be together tomorrow night and then Wednesday. So.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I appreciate you calling in. All right.
All
right.
You.
All right.
Okay.
You're welcome. Bye bye. Yeah. So, but yeah, that's a yes on that. Okay. We're going. I've had this spirit whispering in my ear and communicating with me. So we're just going to put this out there. This would have been in the last 2 years. Looks like a suicide. They took their own life. Looks like a gunshot or something like that. So if this is making sense to you, please call me at 347-327-9316. It's like suicide by gun in the last 2 years. This would have been in the last 2 years. So if this is making sense to you, I feel like it's a male. feel like that they were in their 20s, not any older than 28, no younger than 21. So it would be between 21 and 28. This would be ML. So, all right. If it's making sense to you, archived, drop me an email at youareawakening@gmail.com. Let's go back to symptoms of awakening, things that you could be experiencing in the next few days or next few weeks. Now, this is a good one, looking younger. So, yeah, that's always a good thing, especially as you get older. You want to look younger. I don't know why, but we just do. So, you know, looking younger. Number 15, vivid dreams. Dreaming a lot more vivid. I know with my own dream life, that has been the case. I'm dreaming more in detail, and a lot of my dreams are making sense. The other day, talking about my dreams, you know, I had a dream of a past life where I was in a battle in the Civil War, and it was like at Bull's Creek, and I actually, the next day, I went to my computer and I typed that in, and there was actually a battle at Bull's Creek, and so that made sense to me. And I had a past life in the Civil War, so that would make sense. So you might be having some of those things, you know, some of your past life issues popping into play as well right now. So you know, number 16, events that completely alter your life, you know, loss of job, loss of home, changes in relationships, divorce, you know, major death could be happening, you know, major life-changing events could be happening right now for you, going through some of those. A desire to break free from restrictive patterns. You know, maybe you're wanting to change jobs. Maybe you're just feeling stuck at your job right now, and so, or you want to move away from certain people. You know, a lot of us, unfortunately, we have people that are toxic for us, people that just drain our energy. So you might be going through some of those situations right now. You know, just changing people around you. Emotional and mental confusion. A feeling that you need to get your life straightened out because it feels like a mess. But at the same time, you feel chaotic and unable to focus, you know. So, you know, the one thing is just pay attention to your heart, pay attention to that small, still voice inside of you, and Spirit will help you through these situations, okay? Let's go ahead and see if I have some calls, okay? Let's talk to Rosemary. I appreciate you calling in. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
Okay. I recently lost someone very, very close to me. And
okay.
I have the feeling that he killed himself, and I would like you to yay or nay that idea.
Okay, this could be because I don't know if you've been listening, but I've been talking about a suicide, and so this could be the connection that I was looking for. So I'm gonna say, yay, he did. You know, a lot of times, you know, people just get to that place where they don't know what else to do, and I feel like your friend. I got to that place, you know, and he doesn't want you to feel guilty about anything like that. It wasn't your fault or anything like that. It's just a lot of times people just choose to exit that way, and I don't understand why, you know, that happens, but they just do. But, yeah, to answer your question on that, I would say yes.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Well, you cleared something up for me. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, but yeah, I just feel like he did. Like I said, you know, a lot, you know, I think he, you know, he feels sorry that he had to go out that way, but that's just the way he chose to go out. But I do feel like that there is some regret with that, you know, pattern in his life. But some people are just wired that way. I don't know why. So they just are. So.
Well, thank you.
Okay. I'm sorry for your loss, and just know that his energy's around you and stuff like that, but I am sorry for your physical loss. So, okay?
So am I. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right, bye-bye. So, all right, I feel like that was the connection with that, so that's a good thing. So let's just stay with mediumship stuff for a little bit here. So not what I was planning on doing, but I am a medium, and so let's just stay with this for a little bit. I have a spirit that's coming through. This would be an older woman. I would have passed. Let's see if I can get an age on this. Would have passed in her 60s. Looks like about 60 to 65. Would have passed. Looks like something to do with her heart. Looks like a blood clot went into your heart. So if this is making sense to you, please call me at 347-327-9315. I have a name. Would be Helen or Helena, something like that. But I'm getting more Helen. So if you had a Helen that passed, this could not be connected with a woman, but if there's a Helen on the other side that's connecting with you, please call me at 347-327-9316. I keep hearing Helen. Okay, let's talk to Rose. Rose, hi.
Hi, Michael. I think you might have my aunt. Her name was actually Helena, but everybody shortened it and called her Helen.
Okay, all right. Did she pass suddenly?
Well, she had been sick. She had Alzheimer's really bad, and she had been sick, but nobody was expecting her to go when she did. It's like we knew she had the one thing, but so when she died, we were surprised. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, because she's saying that she went unexpected. So that would make sense.
Right.
So I'm gonna say at this point that I am connecting with you. So I'm gonna stay with this because I feel like it is connecting with you. So let's just stick with this for a minute, and I'm gonna be quiet for a second as I tap into more of her. Were you close to her, or do you know a lot about her? Just in case I bring up stuff, would you know some things?
Both. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so you were close to her. Okay. Have you been thinking about her lately or been focused on her?
I have, because she was my grandma's sister, and I've been thinking about my grandma a lot, and then I started thinking about, you know, how things used to be when all of us were together. And,
right.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I keep feeling that she is there a picture of you might have to do some research on this. Is there a picture of her and your grandmother together? Because she's making a reference to a picture. Do you know if there's any such thing?
You know what? This is so weird. I'm sure there is somewhere, but I have been thinking about, I have an album of old pictures, and I've been thinking about digging them out, but they're in the garage and it's cold, so I didn't want to get them. But I've been thinking about going through.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, you might go through them because I feel like that she's making, there's a reason that she wants you to do that. Maybe there's something in those pictures that you need to see, and because she's definitely making a reference to those. So I would definitely pull them out, you know, put on a coat or something and run out there really quick and dig those out. But I definitely feel that. Hold on for just a second. Let's see. She keeps pointing to something. Hold on for a minute. See if I can clear this up a little bit in my vision here. Because she keeps pointing to something. Let me see. It's like she's pointing to somebody. Okay. I don't have that. I can't get that, draw that in. But just know that her presence around. But I would definitely go through those photographs. I feel like that will help you. And you know, it's okay to remember, you know, old times and stuff like that, and to have those memories. You know, a lot of us, you know, think that sometimes our childhood, our past was, you know, not fun and stuff like that. But it helps. You know, the other day I pulled out some old pictures and started going through them. And, you know, it really does help us sometimes to remember the good old times and know that, you know, where Spirit brought us from and where Spirit's taken us. So, all right?
Okay. Thank you, Michael. I appreciate it.
I appreciate being able to help you connect. All right. Thank you. Okay, we got about 15 minutes. I have another spirit that's popping through here. Tommy or Thomas, if this is connecting with you, please call me, 347-327-9316. Thomas or Tom. Thomas or Tommy, something like that. Tommy or Thomas. Okay, this is making sense to you. Let's go ahead and go down to Connie.
Hello.
Hi, we're back together again. Is this making sense
yeah.
to you?
My mother's father was named Thomas, and he passed away in like 1984.
Okay. All right. It's just coming through today to tell you hi and just let you know that he's around you. Now, would there be a woman with him, like his wife or somebody close to him? Because he's making a reference to a woman that's with him.
Yeah.
On the other side.
I have an Aunt Janie that passed a few years ago and an Aunt Gertrude
okay.
that passed in August, and those two were his daughters.
Okay, because he was making reference to recent passings, so these were people that would have been within this year. So he's making sense, you know, letting you know that they are with him and they're all okay. He wants you to know that. And I think it's real important for you to know that. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And they didn't suffer. The last one, the last person that just passed in August, he's saying that
mm-hmm.
that she didn't suffer, and so that's very important for you to know that. So there wasn't a lot of pain or anything like that. So she went pretty quick. So okay.
Yeah, she did. Okay.
All right. Okay. And
thank
I appreciate
you
calling back in. No problem.
Okay.
All right. All right. Thank you. Bye bye. Yeah. Because I keep picking that up. Let's stay with the other side and let's focus and let's see. Okay, I have Jack or Jackie. Jack or Jackie. Okay, hold on. Jackson. 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 It could be a last name, first name. 347-327-9316, 347-327-9316, Jackson or Jason. This would be 7 to 8, this would be a little boy, 7 to 8, blonde hair, blue eyes. Passed suddenly from an illness. I could have the name wrong. So if this is making sense to you, little boy, 7 or 8, blonde hair, blue eyes, some illness, unexpected passing. 347-327-9316. Not going to stay with this very long. Just a little bit longer. 347-327-9316. Just a little bit longer. Okay. Let's move on. Let me see. Have somebody that worked on trains, engineer of a train. 347-327-9316. Okay. Some of these make sense to people listening to the show archive. That's why I stay with them a little longer. That's why you wonder sometimes why I'm staying with them. But these could be also for people that listen to this program archived. If it's making sense to you, you can write me at youareawakening@gmail.com. Okay, we're winding up the show for today. We will be on air tomorrow at 3:30 p.m. tomorrow. We will be on air tomorrow. I won't be on air New Year's, but we will be on air tomorrow. I wasn't planning on doing mediumship stuff, but I love mediumship stuff. So we go with the flow of spirit and stuff like that. So I do appreciate being able to connect you to your loved ones and stuff like that. Have a spirit drowned. Making sense to you, 347-327-9316. Looks like a fishing accident fell in the water or something like that. 347-327-9316. Okay. All right. We're going to wrap up for today. If you would like to set up full readings with me, you can do that by going to www.insightswithmichael.com, www.insightswithmichael.com, or just drop me an email. Let me know how you doing and stuff like that. That would be okay, too. 347, I don't know why I'm giving the call-in number again, but let's go 347-327-9316. If you need to call in, you can do so really quick, 347-327-9316. I do appreciate everybody that's called in today. Glad I could make some connections today and help you out. That's what the show's all about, making you and helping you on your journey. All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and close out for today. I will talk to you tomorrow at 3:30 p.m. Central. You guys have a great day. And I'll see you tomorrow. You be you, I'll be me, and together we will get there. Thank you for being a part of the show today. All right, bye-bye.
blessings.